In August, Greg Abbott and attorney generals from five other states joined the U.S. Justice Department in a lawsuit seeking to block the airline's merger. Chief among Abbott's concerns was that rural communities in Texas would lose their daily service. Abbott says the three-year agreement with American and U.S. Air guarantees that won't happen.
We have seen in some other airline merger situations a reduction in capacity sometimes when mergers take place. This ensures that these 22 airports across the state of Texas, especially in the smaller rural areas, will not lack for service.
The agreement also removes another Texas concern, that the headquarters of the merged airlines would be located in Tempe, Arizona, where U.S. Airways is based. The airlines now have pledged to base their carrier in Dallas-Fort Worth, American's home. Abbott denied that his change of course resulted from heavy criticism leveled by Chambers of Commerce and likely gubernatorial opponent Wendy Davis. They complained that opposition to the merger could damage the Texas economy. Abbott says his goal was always to find common ground.
We talked about trying to resolve this before the lawsuit was filed.
American's Tom Horton noted the announcement comes at the end of a good week for his company, where it announced record profits and plans to hire.
For the first time in 10-plus years, we will begin to hire pilots again, 1,500 over 5 years.
The merger still faces an antitrust challenge from the U.S. Justice Department, which claims it will reduce competition and harm consumers. That case is scheduled for trial in November. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.